David, I find it intriguing that you're dealing with two different problems. One is CO2 conversion and also wastewater treatment. Could you explain that a bit for me, please?
Yes. So most technologies treat one or the others, or they treat them at least separately. With our technology, what we've been able to do is to couple the two processes and actually create value from doing that. So we take a stream of carbon dioxide, whether it's industrial or low concentration CO2, and brine, and we combine that to produce a clean water stream, a desalinated stream, remove the carbon dioxide, and produce chemicals that can be useful, for example, in the oil and gas industry.
So with the wastewater treatment, what exactly are you doing? You mentioned desalinization. Is this dealing with industrial streams of processed water?
So this is mainly dealing with industrial processes. Many industrial processes have brine streams. And ideally, rather than using fresh water and stressing water systems, you'd like to be able to recycle those water systems. So reducing the brine content or desalinating the water is an important step in moving in that direction.
How does the CO2 conversion come into that?
We use electrodialysis, electrochemical process, where we're able to convert the carbon dioxide and combine it with other ions to produce different salts. So by doing that, we're able to remove the carbon dioxide, and in the same process, we can clean up the salt-based solution as well.
So what gave you the idea to put these two things together?
In our group at the university, we're working in the areas of energy and water, and we're always looking for opportunities to reduce greenhouse gases, different processes to do that, as well as to treat water. So having some level of expertise in both of those areas, it became apparent that there's some very interesting things that can be done when you couple some of these processes. So essentially creating more value out of treating them as separate processes.
And is this something that would apply across industries, or are you focusing on things like oil and gas or oil sands?
Well, our initial focus within the Grand Challenge is on oil and gas, because it's a very good platform, because it has an issue with greenhouse gases and with brine. So it's a very good Canadian platform, Alberta platform, to try to look at solutions for. However, this could be applied to any industrial process or any jurisdiction where carbon dioxide is present and there's a need to desalinate or reduce brine content in the water.
Well, I was thinking you could almost take this to places where there's a problem with having fresh water. Could you apply this to taking salt out of ocean water so that people have drinking water?
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely a possibility, particularly, you know, if you have industry in a port, for example, therefore a source of carbon dioxide, and you're in a water-stressed region that needs to process salt water, desalinate it for drinking water. Absolutely, you could use this type of process, again, to reduce the carbon dioxide and to clean up water so that water could be used as drinking water.
So what stage are you at right now with the technology, with the development of it? Are you still at the lab bench, or are you getting close towards commercialization?
Well, we're now at a stage where we're moving into pilot demonstration. So we've been able to take a lot of the work that we've done at the bench scale, move that into a pilot demonstration. So I would say we're at an early commercialization level at the moment, moving into pilot demonstration and soon field demonstration. There's always still a need to do some bench scale development to advance the technology and related aspects of it as well.
Once this is all together and it's ready to go, what does it actually look like? Is this something that you would have a little plant that you use in the field, or is it something where everything has to be transported to a large facility?
No, I think one of the advantages of the technology is it's very modular, so it can be scaled easily and it can be mobile as well. but it would be something that would be added to another industrial plant and basically be incorporated with the plant, again, to reduce carbon dioxide content and clean up wastewater stream. It could be separate, but I think in many cases it would be very advantageous to have it as part of the overall integrated plant design.
So that's quite interesting, because then you don't have to worry about having to set up other infrastructure in order to move stuff around.
That's correct. And I think that's one of the advantages that the technology has. When it's mobile, it means that it would allow better access to remote areas. So, for example, in oil and gas, where there's remote reserves of oil and gas. So that would be one of the economic impacts or advantages of the technology, I think.
What are some of the problems that you've had to overcome in order to develop this technology?
Well, I think the initial development had to show that the process worked, that different processes could be coupled and were efficient enough to have a significant impact. So I would say the first stage of moving the innovation along that path was to demonstrate that the technology worked well. Another challenge, of course, is going from the bench scale to a larger scale, a pilot scale demonstration, and to demonstrate the same technology at a much larger scale without problems. We've been very successful in doing that. We've had about several thousand time scale up, and we're still getting the same results that we're getting at bench scale. So that potentially could have been a big challenge for us, but so far things have been going very well with the scale up.
And what about some of your other successes?
Well, I think there have been successes and accomplishments in other areas. We've really only had about 3 years of R&D, and now, of course, much more development as we're moving into the commercialization stage. But securing funding to do the research and development and then move into early commercial pilot testing, we were very fortunate, of course, to be a Grand Challenge winner, but we've also been able to secure funding from the Western Economic Diversification Fund, also from Pacific Institute for Climate Solutions. So that's been very good. It's given us exposure and some level of funding. We also finished in the top 10 of the New Ventures BC competition as well. So again, you know, one of the challenges initially is getting people to recognize that this is a very interesting technology that could have some significant advantages.
What do you see as being the impact of this technology once you do get it commercialized and out there and operational?
Well, its impact is in two of the major global issues that the world has. One is cleaner water, and one is in reducing greenhouse gases to reduce climate change. So just from a global point of view, those are, you know, two of the most important challenges that we face globally. So it's helping to address that. But from, you know, from a specific point of view, if we, for example, look at Alberta, I think some of our analysis has shown that initial introduction of the technology in Alberta, if there was some initial uptake, it could affect CO2 emissions by one to several megatons, and also not stress the water sources significantly. So it could save, for example, millions of barrels of fresh water, perhaps initially in the range of 20 to 30 million barrels of water. So it depends on the penetration of the technology, how quickly that happens. But our economic and greenhouse gas analysis is showing us that even at an early stage of implementation, it could have a significant impact in these areas.
Do you have any partners that you're working with in order to test this all out?
Yes. So in order to move down the commercialization path and also to address some of the challenges in the technology development, we are starting to work closely with partners in different areas of the value chain. So we have a couple of partners at the moment that we're working quite closely with, and we expect to bring on some other partners. This will be very key to success along the commercialization path.
And are they in the oil and gas industry?
Yes, some of the partners are. We also work with a local company here, which builds pilot plants, fabricates pilot plants, and ships them around the world. So that's also been very helpful for that part of the development.
How has being part of this grand challenge that the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation has put out, and that you're a recipient of the funding from that, how has that helped this project along?
It was certainly the catalyst for us to look at the technology and see the potential value of the innovation to move it along a commercialization path. I think that really got us to think about the commercial possibilities and how we would move that technology along that commercial path. So it's been invaluable, I think, from the point of view of taking this innovation from the benchtop into something that's actually real or has the potential to have a large impact.
And are you going to be applying for the second round of funding?
Yes, we are. So we're in the throes of getting the application ready, which has to be submitted this month. And our plan is to apply for the second phase, which is largely a phase focused on the commercialization. So it fits very well with where we are on the technology readiness level and where we're going.
Great. Well, thank you very much, David.
Thank you.